Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
FDA approves Pfizer boosters
in individuals who are at high risk for severe COVID-19.
Clearing out border camp.
Mixed messages from the Biden administration.
Investigating air rage.
We are on track to have 60 times the number of unruly passengers.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Pfizer has won emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine booster shot from the FDA. For now, it applies to older Americans, 65 and over, and those at high risk. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
They also put it for people 18 to 64 who had occupational or institutional exposure. And so those are people who work in healthcare, people who work in nursing homes, potentially teachers. And it's relatively vague in that regard.
A CDC panel will vote on the FDA action today. The government could begin the booster process in just days. Right now, about 64% of eligible people in this country are fully vaccinated. The CDC has recommended pregnant women get vaccinated, but many women have expressed reluctance. Just last month, at least 20 expectant moms died from COVID in the U.S., a new high. CBS's Maria Villarreal has the story of the Carrington family in Arlington, Texas.
At 29, Bianca was pregnant with their second child when she got sick with COVID in July. Austin had just gotten vaccinated, but she was waiting.
Her OBGYN said, yeah, it's safe, but we still wanted to get even more verification.
Within days of being admitted to the hospital, Bianca was intubated, miscarried, and then put on life support.
She wasn't able to speak. She just took my hands, put them on her belly.
Soon after losing their baby, Austin lost his wife.
It's not supposed to be this way.
Dr. Rachel Morris is a high-risk OBGYN at the University of Mississippi Medical Center.
I have never been this afraid for the patients I care for.
In less than 4 weeks, her hospital lost 5 pregnant women, all of them unvaccinated.
I'm glad for the mask. They can't see the tears in my eyes, the fear in my own face.
I thought we were playing it safe by not getting the vaccine because of the baby. Turns out getting the vaccine would have been the safe bet.
The numbers have been drastically cut at a makeshift border camp in Del Rio, Texas. Thousands of migrants have been sent home to Haiti, but sources tell CBS News more than 1,000 have been allowed into the U.S. to seek asylum. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Haitian migrants scrambling to find their place in line, and arguments break out on the tarmac as U.S. deportation flights ramp up in an effort to clear out the camp in Del Rio. More than 1,400 Haitians have been deported since Sunday, and there are plans for as many as 7 flights a day to their homeland. Fewer than 5,000 migrants remain in the camp as conditions deteriorate. Tiffany Burrow is director of operations for an organization in Del Rio that is helping migrants who are released into the U.S.
We're seeing a trickle. It's in the hundreds.
Meanwhile, in Washington, members of the Congressional Black Caucus met with White House officials demanding accountability for what they consider the mistreatment of migrants.
We witnessed cowboys whipping black people.
As more of us have returned to normal air travel, there's been a surge of bad behavior. CBS's Errol Barnett says Congress hears today from top aviation officials.
From a flight attendant being punched in the face to passengers fighting each other, violence is being witnessed on planes and at the gate this year.
Where does this rank in your worry list?
This is right near the top.
All this despite the best efforts of FAA Administrator Steve Dixon.
The fines that we have publicized, over $1 million in fines so far, have driven those rates down, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Dixon says the number of unruly incidents per flight decreased after fines were introduced in February, then plateaued over the summer. But with more than 4,300 incidents this year and counting, mostly over mask mandates, Dixon acknowledges more action is needed.
We're still a good 2 to 3 times above where we need to be.
Government projections have worsened for the Colorado River, which is vital for 40 million people in the West, weeks after the first ever shortage for the river was declared, affecting Arizona and Nevada. Experts now say there's a 66% chance that Lake Mead could drop to such a low level in a few years that California could face water issues. This official says conservation now is key.
Every drop of water that we're able to save now is a drop of water that is available for us in storage to use if 2022 is dry again.
In a first of its kind, a newly signed law in California will stop companies like Amazon from firing warehouse workers who miss quotas because of bathroom or rest breaks. An industry group says the law will only worsen current supply chain issues. On some college campuses, the new semester has begun with rallies to denounce sexual assault. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Frustration has been mounting ever since an anonymous post alleging sexual assault at a fraternity house on the UMass campus went viral last weekend. Part of a reckoning of sexual violence within the university's party scene in Amherst, Massachusetts. Gallicare is now a junior, says she was sexually assaulted at a different fraternity party when she was a freshman.
He grabbed me, threw me against the wall by grabbing my hair at the scalp. He was groping me like I was a thing and not a person.
There's been a groundswell of protests against sexual violence. Last week, hundreds of students from Auburn University to Kansas held rallies to support all victims of sexual assault.
The U.S. Olympic Committee says American athletes who want to compete in the Beijing Winter Games next year will have to be vaccinated. Same goes for coaches and others on the U.S. delegation and for Paralympic athletes, too. Well, he was called the godfather of modern black cinema.
What happened to you, man? How come I never noticed you were colored before?
Because I was never colored before.
Melvin Van Peebles, the filmmaker, playwright, author, and musician, has died at 89. His son, the actor-director Mario Van Peebles, said his father knew that black images matter. Well, things just got worse for a 24-year-old Illinois woman who was charged after trying to enter Hawaii with a fake vaccination card. It had the word Moderna misspelled on it. Now there's a warrant for Chloe Morozak, who failed to show up for a virtual court hearing. College students are putting what they're learning to work in a bid to save a piece of Florida.
College interns like Michaela Davies are part of an underwater pilot program to save coral reefs southwest of Key West.
And learning how to identify these predatory species out on the reefs and also how to safely remove them and collect that data.
Marine science professor Dr. Jason Spadaro is with the College of the Florida Keys and says removing those predatory snails also helps scientists learn more about the long-term process.
Where this effort is, how much effort was expended, and how much area we've been able to cover.
Other dangers include climate change, overfishing, and pollution. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
If you bought chicken over the last decade in 24 states, you could be in for some money. There's a $181 million class action settlement pending that alleges price fixing in the industry. Claim forms are online. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.